Only wanna do it once real bad. Call me the last. God forbid something happens. At least that song is a smash. And got so much love. Got so much patience.
Radio Music You Should Know, featuring Cat's Eye, Touch.
Touch, thought about you way too much, much. Over other thinking, us. 'Cause you've been so out of touch. You could've had my love, but you've been so out of touch.
Monday, I was dreaming about the Tuesday.
Julia, when you're in the party, but not be 666. Sunset Street. I'm everywhere, I'm so Julia.
Smash and grab. yeah. Nasty habits take a hold when you're not here. Ain't a home when you're not here. Are they growing when you're not here? I'm saying
I can't lose when I'm with you. How can I snooze and miss the moment? You just too important. Nobody do body like you do. I can't lose when I'm with you. How can I snooze and miss the moment? You just too important. Nobody do body like you do. You do.
Fred Show is on. I clap when I say it. I clap. Good morning. Yes. I clap when I say it. Good morning, everybody. I feel like this is what I do with my niece, yeah, like in pre-kindergarten.
Teacher.
Good morning. Good morning. I feel like a teacher some days. I do.
Or like those Walmart huddles. You ever see those videos where they all get together?
Or like a pre-shift huddle?
Yeah, right.
Oh, we should do that. like before the game? Yes. You know, like, all right, everybody in today. Team, 1, 2, 3. It's 5 a.m. Whatever. What are we doing here? Why did we choose this life? Good morning, everybody. It's Wednesday. Game Show Wednesday this morning. Money with Showbiz Shelley. Definitely going to be Paulina is on today. Kiki Karaoke. Jingle Ball themed. Are you ready for that?
I'm so ready.
Good. Waiting by the Phone is new. A bunch of chances at $1,000 and more. The Fred Show is on. Good morning.
I know I have good judgment. I know I have good taste. It's funny and it's ironic that only I feel that way. I promise I'm not too different. And everyone makes mistakes, but just don't. I heard that you're an actor, so act like a stand-up guy. Whatever devil's inside you, don't let him out tonight. I tell them it's just your culture, and everyone rolls their eyes. Yeah, I know. All I'm asking, baby, please, 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 don't prove I'm right. Please, 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 don't bring me to tears when I just did my makeup so nice. Heartbreak is one thing, my ego's another. I beg you, don't embarrass me, little sucker. Idea, babe, maybe just stay inside. I know you're craving some fresh air, but the ceiling fan is so nice, and we could live so happily if no one knows that you're with me. I'm just kidding, but really, really, really. Little sucker.
Fred Show.
Kennedy, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Welcome to the show. Waiting by the phone. So let's hear about Brian. Tell us how you met, about any dates that you've been on, and what's happening right now, and how we can help.
I met Brian on Hinge, and, you know, he really stood out from my other matches because I felt like we really had a connection. Like, first of all, a connection through the profile. Like, we had similar interests and just, like, you know, also the conversation that we had on the app, you know, through messaging. Yeah, I felt like we really had something. And so, you know, I got really excited when he eventually asked me out, you know, to go out for drinks. And so we did. We went out and we had a really great time. And, well, at least I did. And I thought that he did as well. But I guess I was wrong in thinking that he enjoyed it, because he hasn't, you know, texted or called me at all since.
Okay. All right. Now, here's a question. Do you, I mean, obviously you do, or at least you'd like to know more, but when you go out with somebody one time, do you expect that they're going to call you and say, hey, I'm not interested in seeing you anymore?
Yeah. If they don't want to see me again, I think that the thing to do would be, it doesn't have to be a phone call. It could be a text message to say that, you know, like, they don't think it's going to work out, or they're just not interested, or they didn't feel a connection. I mean, I've done that too to people in the past, because okay, I don't think ghosting is just not, it's not good, because it doesn't provide any closure. And like, it's so quick just to send a text message and be like,
yeah,
hey, you know, I appreciate your time. Like, you know, it was nice that we went out, but it's just not going to work. So it's not like it takes up a lot of time and energy.
Yeah. Adult, mature thing to do. Except in this case, though, you look back on this date and the pre-conversation and all that, and you're like, this was great. Like, you left thinking he's going to call me. We're going to go out again. We're really getting somewhere here.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. All right. Well, let's see if we can get Brian on the phone, and we'll ask questions. You'll be on the phone as well. At some point, you're welcome to jump in on the call, but let's try and get some info for you first. And hopefully whatever's going on, we can straighten out and set you guys up on another date and pay for that. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, that would be great.
All right. Going to play one song. We'll be right back. Hang on. Let's see what happens next. Part two of Waiting by the Phone after this song on the Fred Show.
Guess who's back? Well, look for the short brown white. Little baby devil with the four tongue. And it's sticking out, yeah, like a sore thumb. With a forehead that it grew horns from. Still a white shirt. Pulling up in the Chrysler to the cipher with the and a Bud Light shirt. Lyrical technician and electrician. Y'all light work. And I don't gotta play pretend, it's you I make believe. What? And you know I'm here to stay, cause me, why? If I was to ever take a leave, what? It would be as friend to break your feet. Yeah. If I was to ask for Megan D. Stallion, if she would collab with me, would I really have a shot at a feat? I don't know, but I'm glad to be back like
Abracadabra.
And for my last trick,
I'm about to reach in my back,
like Abracadabra. And for my last trick,
just like that and I'm back, bro.
Now back in the days of old me, right around the time I became a fiend, ate some as a way of coping, take the case of OE, turned me into smiley face emoji. May not be age appropriate, but I will hit an 8-year-old in the face with a participation trophy.
Yes, I have zero doubts that this whole world's about just turning into some Girl Scouts and censorship girls out.
So when I started this verse, it did start off lighthearted at first, but it feels like I'm targeted, mind-boggling how my profit is skyrocketed. Look what I pocketed, yeah, it's just like y'all have been, like jogging in. I've been running at full speed, and that's why I'm ahead like my noggin. Time to fight jogging when you debate who the best, but I sound white chalking when I step up to that mic cocketing. Oh my God, attention, not again.
Abracadabra.
And for my last trick,
I'm about to reach in my back,
like Abracadabra. And for my last trick,
just like that and I'm back, bro.
Break it down.
Sometimes I wonder what the old me say.
If what?
Cause he can see the way she is to me. He probably say that everything is gay. What's my name? What's my name?
How many little kids still wanna act like me? I'm a bigger than Cacti B. And that's why these words sting just like you were being attacked by bees in the coop, leaning back my seat. Open R. Kelly's favorite group, the black guy bees. Bees in my Air Max 90s, white tees, walking parental advisory. My transgender cat Siamese identifies as black but acts Chinese. Like I'm fucking hacky sack, I treat the whole world cause I got it at my feet. How can I explain to you that even myself I'm a danger to? I hop on tracks like a kangaroo and say a few things that do to anger you. Fuck that, if I think that, I'ma say that. Cancel me, what? Okay, that's it. Go ahead, Paul, quit. You male cross-dresser. And I'll probably get the that wise, but you can all in fact, them, Drake, Jimmy, me, you. What? My own kids, the brats. They can screw off, them and you are. You too are, got two biggest RuPaul's. What you thought you saw, ain't what you saw. Cause you're never gonna see me. Caught sleeping, see the kidnapping. Never did happen. Like Sherry Papini, Harry Houdini. I vanish into the thin air as I'm leaving like
Abracadabra.
And for my last trick,
I'm about to reach in my back.
Good morning, it's the Fred Show, part two of Waiting by the Phone. Hey, Kennedy.
Yeah?
Okay, let's call Brian. You guys met on Hinge. You you felt an instant connection over all the other matches, and you guys chatted, and that went well. And then you met and had drinks, and you thought that was great, except now this guy is not reaching out to you, not responding to you. He's ghosting you. You want to know why?
Yeah, I definitely want to know why.
Okay, let's call him now. Good luck, Kennedy.
Thanks.
Hi, is this Brian?
Yeah, this is Brian.
Brian, good morning. It's Fred from the Fred Show. The whole crew is here. Sorry to bother, but I do have to tell you that we are on the radio right now, and I would need your permission to continue with the call. Is that okay if we chat for just a little bit?
Yeah, okay, sure.
Thank you very much. I won't take up too much of your time, but we're actually calling on behalf of a woman named Kennedy who says that she met you on Hinge and you guys went out for drinks. Do you remember her?
Yeah, I do remember that, unfortunately.
Unfortunately, you remember that. We talked to Kennedy, and she said she liked you and felt a connection with you and chemistry and was hoping to see you again for another date. You're saying unfortunately, so what happened? What is she not telling us?
You know, when we talked on Hinge, everything seemed really cool. And she does seem nice, but it's like she was very, very rude. She answered like a Zoom call in the middle of our date. I mean, like the first date, that's kind of crazy to me.
What do you mean a Zoom call? Like a FaceTime, or she actually conducted a Zoom meeting on your
date? No, she did like a whole work meeting right in front of me and during our date for like 15 minutes. I was like, wow, that's crazy.
So
yeah, I'm over here like drinking Jameson.
The laptop comes out of the bag and opens it. She's like, it puts in the AirPods. Hold on 1 second, and takes an entire meeting.
Yeah, it's crazy. I was like, okay, that's just insane.
Huh?
Well,
what's the problem?
I mean, I guess that I know.
Were you on a date with Paulina?
Right. Sounds like something she would do.
That is absolutely something I'd do.
But let me bring Kennedy in here. Kennedy, why are we taking? I forgot to mention the Kennedys here. I'm sorry. I always forget that part. Kennedy, why are we taking Zoom meetings in the middle of a date?
Well, I'm just a very busy woman, and you know, I have to work. And I mean, it was 5 p.m. when we met, and so what? What did you expect, Brian, when you scheduled drinks at that time?
That sounds like you went on a date with me, actually. So,
yeah.
So a 5 o'clock date, why did you have to go at 5? I mean, why couldn't you have said, I got a meeting at whatever time and then it's later? Why wasn't there better communication?
That's what I would have asked. I mean, I that's why I felt it was rude, because nobody told me.
Yeah, but you said 5 o'clock. Why did you say, why are we having, you know, I mean, unless you're me and you get up at, well, and your grandpa and you get up at 3:30, why are we going out at 5 o'clock?
Well, I thought she'd be done with work by then.
Why didn't you know? Because I'm really busy, and I also, besides work, I have a social life too. So I was gonna already had planned to meet with my friends later in the day, like later in the evening. So, yeah, I had a Zoom meeting that I had to do for work at 5. So,
were trying to go on a date and see your friends that night. So you had to pack all that in. So it's kind of your fault then.
Yes.
So, I mean, you're saying he scheduled at 5 o'clock, but you scheduled at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, I agree. He offered 5 p.m. and I agreed to it because, you know, I was really excited to meet him. I really wanted to meet him. And like I said, I'm just really busy. I mean, just throughout the whole week, it wasn't just this one day. So I had to really, you know, fit him into my schedule. But like, I wanted to, you know, I wanted to spend time with him.
Mm-hmm. And that's what you did. You spent time with him, but you also handled business.
Paulina.
Listen, she's a hustler. That's what hustlers do.
Hey.
Dude, you work in sales. Like, you're not out here saving lives. It's not that important.
I mean,
yeah, our salespeople are done at like 1 o'clock around here anyway. So.
Yeah, they're out drinking at like 2 p.m.
I mean, she's trying to be efficient over here. Look, if I'm dating you, if we're together and I know you better and I'm not trying to make a first impression, it's a first date. If I got to take a work call, my boss calls, something like that, then I'll answer the phone. I might excuse myself. But like on a first date, I mean, this is the part that people like clearly when they call this segment, they don't think about. You're making a first impression. Like this is the first time you're going to meet somebody. And it's like, yo, whatever story that was, I don't care. I don't want to hear about your niece. So I'm going to take a Zoom call now. It's not a good look.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what I would.
I have a job and I have to work, you know, it's important to me. I have to make money. You know,
well, don't accept the date. Then,
right.
Then come up with another time. You know, like go after or go another day or don't commit to seeing your friends. I mean, I don't think it's that unreasonable to give somebody an hour, hour and a half at minimum of your undivided attention on a first meeting. I don't think that's too much to ask.
Yeah, because it was almost like immediate. I mean, I felt like a dummy sitting there sipping my drink while you're taking this Zoom call.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Look, is there any chance that if Kennedy reconsiders this, you know, maybe realizes that this was pretty rude, and if we pay for another date and she leaves a laptop at home, would you consider another date with her or no? That was just poor judgment.
You know, I mean, at this point, it's exactly like you said. I felt like it was very bad first impression, and I think it's just going to be something else every time. So, no, I'm not interested.
All right. Kennedy, I mean, I understand you're a busy person, but if the meeting's at 5:30, just want you to meet at 6.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, my schedule is extremely busy, and there's just, like, a lot going on. So only a limited amount of time.
Maybe this whole date should have been over Zoom.
I mean, maybe you're too busy to date. You know, maybe you need to focus on your career right now. I don't know. I mean, maybe you don't have enough time. You're a very important salesperson.
I mean, I have a lot on my plate, and
sounds like you're on a Zoom call with us right now.
Yeah.
Like,
did you schedule us in? We're sorry. We didn't mean to interrupt.
Are you doing your online training for something right now at the same time?
Because same.
Trust me. Don't call me out like that. We know all about that.
I'm trained.
All right, look, Brian, thanks for your time. Kennedy, best of luck to you out there.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Wake up. More Fred Show next.
I'm vanilla, baby. I'll choke you, but I ain't no killer, baby. She 28, telling me I'm still a baby. I get love in Detroit like Skillet, baby. And the thing about your boy is,
I don't like no whips and chains, and you can't tie me down.
But you can
whip your lovin' on me.
That's right.
Whip your lovin' on me.
Young J-A-C-K-A-K-A, Rico like Suave, Young Enrique, speaking at A-K-A, she's an alpha, but not around your boy, she get quiet around your boy, hold on, don't know what you heard or what you thought about your boy, but they lied about your boy, going dumb, and it's something idiotic about your boy, she wearing cheetah print, that's how bad she won't be spotted around your boy.
I don't like no whips and chains, and you can't tie me down, but you can whip your lovin' on me, baby, whip your lovin' on me.
I'm vanilla, baby. I'll choke you, but I ain't no killer, baby. She 28, telling me I'm still a baby. I get love in Detroit like Skillet, baby. And the thing about your boy is,
I don't like no whips and chains, and you can't tie me down.
But you can
whip your lovin' on me. Whip your lovin' on me.
Young M-I-S-S-I-O-N-A-R-Y. He's sharp like barbed wire. She stole my heart, then she got archived. I keep it short with a Lord Farquaad. All the girls in the front row, all the girls at the barricade, all
All the girls have been waiting all day. Let your tongue hang out, pick everything. If you came with a man, let go of his hand. Everybody in the suite kicking up their feet. Stand up, dance. And all the guys in the back waiting on the next track. Cut your boy a little slack. It's Young Jack. I'm vanilla, baby. I'll choke you, but I ain't no killer, baby. She 28, telling me I'm still a baby. I get love in Detroit like Skillet, baby. And the thing about your boy is,
I don't like no whips and chains, and you can't tie me down. But you can whip your lovin' on me.
That's right,
whip your lovin' on me.
Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.
Hey. I haven't heard from you in a couple of months, but I'm out right now and I'm all wrapped up. And you're calling my phone, you're all alone, and I'm sensing some undertones. And I'm right here with all my friends, but you're sending me your new address. And I know we're done, I know we're through. But God, when I look at you, my brain goes off. Bad idea, right? Seeing you tonight, it's a bad idea, right? Seeing you tonight, it's a bad idea, right? Seeing you tonight. Whatever, it's fine.
Yes, I know that he's my ex, but can't two people reconnect? I only see him as a friend, the biggest lie I ever said. Oh, yes, I know that he's my ex, but can't two people reconnect? I only see him as a friend. It's true to Fallon, two is bad.
Now I'm getting in the car, wrecking all my plans. I know I should stop. It was asleep, but I never said where. In his jeans, and I pull up to your place on the second floor, and you're standing smiling at the door. And I'm sure I've seen much hotter men, but I really can't remember when. My brain goes, oh, whatever, it's fine.
Yes, I know that he's my ex, but can't two people reconnect? I only see him as a friend, the biggest lie I ever said. Oh, yes, I know that he's my ex, but can't two people reconnect? I only see him as a friend, it's true to fall into his bed. Oh, yes, I know that he's my ex. Can't two people reconnect?
Travis Kelce's ex, Kayla Nicole, was put in a pretty tough spot at her new job, being forced to talk about her famous ex-boyfriend while breaking down some sports bets, and it was very awkward. So this all went down on the I Am Athlete Daily Show, where Nicole and her co-host talk about upcoming wagers, just like Jason Brown does. Naturally, Monday Night Football was a topic of conversation, which means the crew had to chat about the Week 5 matchup between the Saints and the Chiefs. Now, in this clip, which is very awkward. You see her happily praising Patrick Mahomes, even calling him the GOAT at one point, but her mood got real dry when it came to talking about Travis. Imagine calling your ex the guy, Travis Kelce. She said in a really less than thrilled tone, she said, do you think he's going to get more than 58.5 receiving yards? And then, all of a sudden, her voice amped right back up when she was talking about a question regarding Derek Carr. So, she kept it classy. She didn't talk spit, but she could, you could tell that she was not thrilled to be talking about her ex while at work. Mm. Actor Andrew Garfield says that things got real hot and heavy while filming a new love scene with Florence Pugh for their new movie, We Live in Time. So, during a recent interview, he says that they shot this scene on a closed set with only three other people there, and he said the scene becomes really passionate, and they actually went further than they were meant to because they never heard cut. So they were like lost in the sauce, basically. And I get it. She's beautiful. When the two sensed that things were going on a little bit too long, they looked up, and I guess the crew members all looked really uncomfy, with one even turned into the wall. And I like that they're being honest about this, because I feel like everyone always says, every actor's like, oh, it's so choreographed. It's not hot. But like, they're admitting. Like two hot people, like you're simulating.
Yeah, because it looks hot. But then you're right. You always hear that. Like, well, there's all these people watching, and there's lights, and there's, you know, take, you know, cut and start over. And so it's hard to, like, get focused. But these guys, I guess.
Right. They got lost in the sauce. And I get this. I guess this movie is about a romance between a chef and a recently divorced businessman. But she's beautiful. And honestly, that was the best PR for the movie. So I'm going to go see it. A fan is going viral for making a list of the 50 worst rappers. And he placed some really big names on the list, which has made it go viral. Really, I mean, a ton of rap accounts have posted it on Instagram and Facebook. And the reason it's gone viral is because some of the placings are wild. A lot of people think so. Ludacris is the 36th worst rapper of all time. Flo Rida at 40, which I'm not too mad about that one. 21 Savage made the list at number 50. I agreed with that one too. YG at 47. Bow Wow at 39. I know. Those are just some of the names that are making the rounds, with fans kind of in disbelief that these artists were placed anywhere on the worst rappers list. Iggy Azalea made the list at 26. I'm okay with that. Lil Yachty at number 3. Vanilla Ice at 13. Someone on Facebook wrote, they got most of them right, but the ones they got wrong, they got real wrong. The thing that confuses me most is how he has Flo Rida on here, but not Pitbull, because they're both in the same lane of music and had a really similar journey. On Instagram, a lot of people made objections. One writing, Luda, Cassidy, Memphis, Bleak, and Logic, though, really? Let me see who else is on this list. Blueface, I'm okay with that.
Who was number one, did it say?
Magoo.
Oh, yeah.
RIP Magoo.
That's sad.
That's not a nice thing to do.
No.
Man cannot defend himself.
Nice.
Let's see. Creation, G Herbo. Who else is on here? Shaq. Riff Raff, Playboy Cardi, Nick Cannon, OG Mako, Mike Jones. No, you better stop that. Get out of here. Birdman, Bone Crusher, don't you do it. Trinidad James, Lil Pump, Maconan, I love Maconan. So I mean, some of these, Webby, very rude, Chingy.
What? I-N-D-E-P-E. And what, I mean, classic.
You know, designer.
And it helps you remember how to spell independent.
Designer.
Plies, which I will not tolerate any Plies disrespect. Chief Keef, not tolerating that either. So 21 Savage was the number 50. So he was the last on. And Tyga, hey, stop that. You know, make it nasty is still goes crazy. And Taste for our coworker Pam Cordier, who loves that song. She loves Taste. But I don't know. Some of them I agree with, some of them I don't. Leave Ludacris alone, please. And catch up on everything you missed from The Fred Show on our free iHeartRadio app.
Just one more tear to cry. One tear drop from my eye.
Yeah.
clueless at the time. And to Caroline, just trust me, you'll be fine. And when I'm back in Chicago, I see red, another legend, and we, I was in it.
Money on the show today. Good morning. It's the Fred Show on the radio and the iHeart app. $850 with Showbiz Shelley in a tiebreaker with Jessica today, and a bunch of chances at $1,000 to pay some bills. Treat yourself, 13 to be exact. It kicks off with us a little bit later on the show. It's the Fred Show. Good morning.
5, 6, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Fred Show, good morning on the radio and the iHeart app as well. Search for the Fred Show on demand. I've been doing much better the last couple of weeks with the haters. You know, I just haven't been paying as much attention, or at least I haven't been reading them out loud. As much fun as they are to read out loud. Yeah. But my favorite are the ones that are like, you suck. And then a week later, you still suck. I'm like, oh.
You're still here.
Well, thank you for continuing to monitor our suckiness. Please do. Please, if you would, check in with me in another month and let me know how much we suck. Like, I just, if you could just keep on top of it, our suck-o-meter.
Yeah.
I would appreciate that. But the same thing is true about, like, the haters on our text. Is our text platform, it looks the same as, like, an iPhone or something. So we can see the little bubble, like, you know, we can see, oh, you texted on this day and that day and this day and that day. And so usually the people who are like, I hate this show, I'll never listen again, have been saying that for 6 months. So thank you. You know, I think we have this weird way of, like, growing on people, like a communicable disease that doesn't go away. You know, I think that's what happened, is it's like, oh, God, I hate that. So sad this happened to me. And then, like, for some reason, it's just, you just continue. It's like masochistic almost. Like, it's like, I like to hurt myself by listening to these guys every day because I might miss something that I hate. I might not remember the reason that I hate them. So please tune in each day, if you could. It's just so you remember why you don't like us.
Yeah, we'll take a hate listen for sure.
Absolutely. No doubt about it.
Do you hate follow anyone on Instagram? I've heard that some people do that. Like,
No, you've heard that?
Yeah.
So you don't do that?
No, it's like a thing. It's like a term, hate follow.
No, I know that. I'm just saying you've heard that people do it. I'm asking if
you
do it.
No, I don't. I need to protect my peace and my space. You just follow someone that triggers you?
No.
I don't like a masochist.
As soon as I get triggered, I unfollow.
Same.
Really?
No, I don't need it. I don't need to electively feel bad about
right.
God,
something.
No. Okay. I don't have the strength.
Yeah, I discovered the mute button. I just discovered it. Like, to mute, like, somebody, I'm like, yeah, I'm kind of, like, here for it. Because I'm like, I don't need to, like, see you, but you still exist.
I don't have to unfollow you.
right. But I don't have to, like, watch your story or your stuff first. I knew about it, but I just discovered, like, how nice it is. It's kind of cool. I like it.
No. I have no pride. Just unfollow. I don't need it. Like, there's enough annoyance in my life that happens that I have no control over. Why would I choose to be annoyed? Electively.
You can't be shit, I'm an early bird. It's 10 o'clock before I say a word. Baby, I can never tell. How do you sleep so well? You keep telling me to live right, to go to bed before the daylight. But then you wake up for the sunrise. You know you don't gotta pretend. Baby, you're too sweet for me.
Kaylin's here with the Entertainment Report. We'll get to that next. Good morning. Welcome to Wednesday. The Fred Show is on the radio and the iHeart app live at any time. Search for the Fred Show on demand. Glad you're here.
Hey. More Fred Show next. Right here.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential. But finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I don't feel so good.
You do feel hot. DayQuil Kids will take care of that fever.
What about my cough?
DayQuil Kids has that covered.
Will it make my throat feel better?
Yes, that too.
But will it taste good?
Yep, DayQuil Kids comes in your favorite flavor.
Purple?
Well, yes, it's grape.
Try new DayQuil Kids Plus Fever, the daytime coughing, aching, sore throat fever just for kids medicine. Safe for kids 6 plus. Use as directed.
Again, scent bead story. Jim was at the laundromat when he heard... His ear said, Maraca, senor. But his nose said, hey, freshest scent ever. Following his nose, Jim found a man pouring a bottle of Gain scent beads into the washer. The scent, the freshness. Jim blurted, sir, your scent Maraca smell amazing. Actually, Jim, most noses call them Gain scent beads. Try Gain scent beads. Way fresher than detergent alone.
You good with them soft lips. Yeah, you know word of mouth. The square root of 69 is a something, right? Cause I've been trying to work it out. Good white wine. I come alive in the nighttime. Yeah, okay, away we go. Only thing we have on is the radio. Oh, let it play. Say you gotta leave, but I know you wanna stay. You just waiting on the traffic jam to finish, girl. The things that we could do in 20 minutes, girl. Say my name, wear it out. It's getting hot, crack a window, air it out. I could get you through a mighty long day. Soon as you go, the text that I write is gonna say.
What's my name?
I had a dream. We were sipping whiskey neat, highest floor of the Bowery, and I was high enough. Somewhere along the lines, we stopped seeing eye to eye. You were staying out all night, and I had enough. No, I don't wanna know where you've been or where you're going, but I know I won't be home, and you'll be on your own.
Memories, but you know I'm